It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, January 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. It might get a little easier to get rid of your fluorescent light bulbs and old cans of paint if you live in Montrose. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Last year, the city of Montrose collected over 7,200 tons of trash. That's over 14 million pounds of waste. Putting all that somewhere can get expensive. The future looks a little better, though, for the town budget. By simply changing who they're bringing the trash to, the city of Montrose is looking to save $200,000 a year. The new contract, signed last Tuesday, lets the city bring waste to the Montrose County landfill, which is operated by Waste Management. John Harris is the city's public works director.
To my knowledge, the largest single savings in any one program that I've seen in public works. And the thing to point out is, it's a $200,000 a year savings. That's an annual savings. We'll see that year after year after year. So put things in perspective, in 5 years, just by inking this contract, the city would have saved $1 million.
Now that they're saving that much money, he hopes to be able to provide expanded services.
There's really no place in Montrose for people to get rid of paint and solvent and even fluorescent tube light bulbs. In the past, the city has put on individual events from time to time. They're extremely expensive to host. It costs, in the neighborhood of $20,000 to provide that service. But we're hoping to do those more frequently now that I'm hoping to make that an annual event now and provide that again free of charge to the public.
Disposal of electronics and hazardous materials in the regular trash became illegal in Colorado a year and a half ago. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Temple Grandin is a well-known advocate for autism awareness and a professor of animal sciences at Colorado State University. She came to Grand Junction Friday to speak at an autism conference as someone who has autism. KVNF's Laura Pomisano sat down with Grandin before the conference.
Temple, how would you describe autism?
Autism is a developmental disorder where the wiring in the nervous system is different. And genetics is a big component of it. There's probably a 60 or 70% genetic component. And autism varies from very mild to the geeks and nerds at Silicon Valley to somebody that remains nonverbal. I can't emphasize enough, if you have a three-year-old child that's not talking, the worst thing you can do is to do nothing. You've got to start working with that child right now.
What are some of the challenges people with autism face?
Well, one of the problems is autism is a very big spectrum. You might have one individual that remains nonverbal, that has to live in a supervised living situation. Then you have another person that's just socially awkward because some of the social circuits aren't hooked up. But they often have great talents in things like art, mathematics, or writing. And people with autism have to learn social skills like being in a foreign country. I went to China recently, and I learned if I point with one finger, that's rude. I have no way of knowing that unless somebody tells me that. All social rules have to be taught in that manner.
What are some of the misconceptions about autism?
Well, if you had no autism at all, there'd be no radio equipment. Because the people that are interested in things are not the ones that are the most social. Half of Silicon Valley's got a little bit of autism. Einstein had no language until age 3. He would probably be labeled autistic today in most states.
What do you want people to know about people who have autism?
First of all, the diagnostic label is not precise. It's only about half based in science. And there's some kids that have the same geeky, nerdy, socially awkward traits, and they're on a gifted track. What I want is I want to see kids, regardless of what they're labeled, be successful. You see, we're getting more and more kids, especially on the mild ends of these spectrums, getting labeled dyslexic, ADHD, autistic, this, that, learning problems. And there needs to be a lot more emphasis in the school systems on developing the strengths, like art. Recently, I was just at a meeting, and a mom showed me beautiful art that her daughter had done. I said, you need to go professional. This is professional grade stuff. You can go pro, and you can go pro right now. People with autism have uneven skills. Some are visual thinkers. That's going to be more the art mind. Some are mathematical thinkers. Some are word thinkers. Build up the strengths.
A woman named Sani I know has autism, and she says that you've inspired her to share her artwork with others. How does autism lend itself to the creative process?
Well, when you take out some of the social circuits, then you build some extra circuits, maybe for art, mathematics, or for writing ability. Some people with autism, not all of them, but some of them are extremely good at art. Then build up that skill. If your art's good enough, you can make a living doing art. Go out and do it. My ability in art was always encouraged, and I used art skills in my design work on cattle handling facilities.
As you said, you've created architectural drawings. How do you think having autism helps you see the world differently and express yourself through creative forms?
Well, you have a tendency to ask a lot of very abstract questions. I'm going to bet you are a verbal thinker. If I say to you, think about a church steeple, how does that come into your mind?
Like a church steeple.
Is it generalized or a specific one?
Probably more like on a Catholic church.
Well, that's still somewhat generalized. I only see specific ones, and I can name where they're located in the neighborhood. You know, I think in pictures, so that helped me in my work with animals. What tends to happen in autism is to have uneven skills. Good at one thing, might be very good at one thing, and very bad at something else. Let's build up the skill area.
Temple, you are a professor of animal sciences at Colorado State University. You are known for your work that's improved the conditions for livestock. What led you to this path?
Well, students get interested in things they get exposed to. And I went to my aunt's ranch when I was a teenager and I got exposed to beef cattle. I think what big problem we have today is a lot of kids are not getting exposed to enough different careers. You know, the only animal career that students get exposed to today is veterinary. That's why you've got 10 students for every veterinary slot. You know, veterinary is a good career, but there's lots of other careers. But the students are not getting exposed to them. I think taking the hands-on classes out of the schools is the worst thing they ever did. You know, cooking, sewing, art, theater, music, woodworking, welding, because these are all things that can turn into careers.
That was Temple Grandin, an autism awareness advocate and professor at Colorado State University, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. And finally, state lawmakers plan to put a renewed focus on improving roads and bridges during this legislative session. Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Representative Diane Mitchbush of Steamboat Springs says transportation is always an important topic, but acknowledged that it's been largely on the back burner. As lawmakers tackled significant budget shortfalls and tried to prop up education funding, among other things.
There was a lack of emphasis, but this year the public is more aware of our transportation problems. We really have to get a handle on funding for transportation. We're at a real disadvantage when compared with our major competitors.
Mitchbush says she thinks sooner or later the issue will come down to voters. But finding creative ways to fund transportation is also something Governor John Hickenlooper said he would address in his second term. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.